In every recession, you get a steady increase in unemployment to a peak, but this peak is higher than in either of the last two recessions that we've had in the UK. So, the worst previous monthly increase in claimant count unemployment in the UK was 118,000 in early 1991. The most recent set for February this year are 138,400 increase. I mean, that is a stupendous number of people to lose their jobs in a single month, the worst we've ever seen.
And clear evidence, if any were needed, of how these problems in the financial markets that we saw last year have now had an impact on the real economy and on real people's lives.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody really 18 months ago thought that when we started to get news of problems with banks with their sort of weird derivative trades and so on, that it would have this sort of impact on the real economy. But actually, what we've seen was a sort of gradual increase in unemployment as the economy slowed during 2008. But once the big trauma hit the financial sector last September and October, when the collapse of Lehman Brothers sparked a sort of crisis across the entire global financial system, we've seen economic growth nosedive and job losses have actually have gone up very, very substantially, not just hit, not just here, but across the world.
A grim forecast from the International Monetary Fund on the contraction of the global economy, and they said it's going to be particularly bad for Britain. How bad is it going to get?
Well, I think it's going to be the worst year for growth that we've seen since 1945. And 1945 obviously was the year when the war ended, but and was quite exceptional. But this is going to be the worst single year fall in output that we have seen since then. And we've had some pretty bad periods, 74, 75, 80, 81, 91. They were all years of falling output. This is going to be somewhere in the region of 3.5 to 4% drop in national output, which is a staggeringly big fall.
And as far as options for the government, I mean, interest rates are at a record low. They've begun the process of quantitative easing. That's creating fresh money. What else can they do?
Well, they'll create a bit more money. Obviously, there's going to be pressure on the Bank of England to step up that process. So they've announced they'll go up to 75 billion in the first tranche, but they've asked for permission ultimately to do £150 billion worth of quantitative easing. I think they'll go the full 150 billion hog there. I think there's a limit to what else they can do on the macroeconomic side, on the big picture side, because as you say, short-term interest rates are already rock bottom. The budget deficit has been allowed to expand very substantially. There'll be some measures in the budget, I'm sure. I think what will happen is there'll be a bit more easing of policy on April the 22nd, probably a bit more public spending, bringing forward investment programs. I think the government will be under pressure, I think, to actually have some sort of strategy for putting people back into jobs. It's put money into job centres to help people back into work. What it probably needs to do is act on the demand side of the economy, create demand for work. That might mean through subsidies to employers to keep people in work rather than to get rid of them, or it might mean more ambitiously some form of industrial strategy whereby a lot of the money that's being created could be used to develop new industries in some of the sort of high-tech sectors, environmental technologies, biotechnology, some of the sectors where Britain can use its sort of expertise in science to develop new industries to take the place of some of those that are really struggling.
And Lord Turner, the chairman of the Financial Services Authority, unveils what he describes as a revolution in banking regulation. Are his changes enough to stop a future crisis of the sort that we've seen?
Well, they're certainly quite tough measures, I think. I mean, some of the changes, such as making banks have more capital at all times and with the discretion to increase that during boom times, would actually have quite a substantial impact on on how banks behave. And I think going forward, there will be constraints on the potential expansion and growth of the financial sector in the UK, and attempt to make the economy a bit more balanced between the financial sectors and all other sectors of the economy. And I think today's unemployment figures are going to really mean that that process, the Turner Review, is just the start of a process, because quite clearly, an awful lot of people are now losing their jobs through no fault of their own, and there is going to be a very substantial political backlash against the people responsible for this crisis. This is not, if you break down the unemployment figures, this is not a crisis which is just in the City of London or even in the South East. Job losses are across the entire economy, in every region, in every industry, in every age group, and those people are going to be justifiably very angry with the people who've caused this, and that the political consequence of that, I believe, will be that there's going to be immense political pressure on all parties to make sure as far as they can that this never happens again. That means inevitably much tougher regulation of the financial sector. So the Turner Review, I think, is not the last word in this. It is quite a big deal, but I don't think we've heard the last of the political backlash against the city and the financial sector more generally.